Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift, retold for modern youth. This audio recording is published in 2010 by Mission Audio. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Mission Audio. Please visit booksinaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Forward. Nearly 200 years have passed since the work commonly known as Gulliver's Travels was first given to the public by its author Jonathan Swift. It was very popular from the beginning and is now generally regarded as one of the great books of the world. Although it was not written for children, its accounts of adventures among tiny dwarfs and monstrous giants have always had a fascination for young readers. In its original form, however, there are many passages of no interest to boys and girls. The style is tedious, and numerous passages are better skipped than read. For these reasons I have rewritten and simplified the first two parts of the work. I have shortened the narratives by more than half, and in other ways I have tried to make the story suitable in every respect for young people. Gulliver's Travels. Part First. A Voyage to Lilliput. How I Became a Traveller. Travellers visit many strange places. They see very many wonderful things. When they return home, they tell wonderful stories about what they have seen. I myself have been a traveller. I have travelled halfway round the world. No other man has seen the strange countries that I have visited. My name is Gulliver, Lemuel Gulliver. My father was a farmer in England. He had four sons, and I was the youngest. It was understood, of course, that my eldest brother should have the farm. My second brother joined the army and became a soldier. My third brother chose to be a preacher. And now what shall we...